Some people will use a symbolism of the relationship of God to the universe, wherein God is, say, brilliant light, only somehow veiled, hiding underneath all these forms that you see as you look around you. But the truth is funnier than that. It is that you are looking right at the brilliant light now, that the experience you are having, which you call ordinary everyday consciousness, pretending you're not it, that experience is exactly the same thing as it. There's no difference at all. In other words, when you really start to see things, and you go into the nature of what it is to see, what vision is, or what smell is, or what touch is, you realize that that vision is the brilliant light of the cosmos.
All right, guys, give it up for your next comedian. Let's get some applause going for Mr. Ian Ellis.
Guys, tonight has been super weird. I feel like we've been picking on Indian people. Where the fuck did that come from? Black people, Mexicans, bring our borders back. I've never heard anybody complain about customer support before. All of a sudden, it's like, fuck India. There's some cool people, man. Are you dudes like Hindu or Muslim?
Hindu.
You picked the right religion.
Thanks, I guess.
Not for the reasons you think, okay? Once you become an awakened one that walks among us, then you'll get it, all right? Bhagavad Gita is the greatest thing ever written, but...
That's a Kama Sutra.
No, you're wrong.
He's Hindu.
Here's the thing, enlightenment is like getting some good pussy. Yeah. Getting some pussy, period. That's what the thing is. So, you can read about it, you can fantasize about it, until you actually get some pussy, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And that's what enlightenment is.
True.
And one day you'll understand that the Bhagavad Gita is the shit you should be bragging about.
It's true.
Yeah. I study racism. I'm English, and I fuck the Irish. I fucking hate Irish people, okay? I know every stereotype about your people. Potato monkeys. Bunch of porch gingers. I've never seen anything about Irish people being pirates. You're making up new shit. Stop it. Have more dignity than that. Respect that we took the time to hate you, and we never compared you to a pirate on holiday. Shitting on sand. Fuck you. I'm going to my notes. Potatoes. Speaking of potatoes.
Potatoes.
People always like, potato, potato. All right. You ever heard of, see, Irish dude, he gets touchy when you talk about potatoes. He's important to their people. Is it potato or potato? I'll solve that for you right now. You ever heard anybody ask for a sweet potato? No, it's a fucking potato. Stop it. Like I just disproved a religion. Did you mention that I hate like-minded people? I've had enough of me. Why would I want six more? What if I'm wrong? The fuck am I going to learn from someone that agrees with me? Well, people that are like, agreeable. You'll be okay hanging out with us. Fuck you. You're probably looking for singles in your area. By the way, you know how brave it is to be an Indian dude that's like, has the courage to have a shitty job? You know how fucking expensive those weddings are?
Oh.
5,000 people, you better be a doctor. For him to step against that, that's some real shit. They'll write a touching movie about it. Starring Camille Nanjiani. Guys, did you know the criminals are a commodity? We buy and sell the labor that they're going to do. We accept the idea that they're a commodity, but we reject the idea that they're created. Criminals have to be created. Nobody's born criminal. It just happens. Because you need money. You got a big-ass fucking wedding card. Money's like the only thing in this world that actually makes you into a superhero. Most times shit goes wrong, it's like, you could be a little more touching, give a hug, spend some time. The Sometimes Batman won't do. Sometimes you need Superman. Money's the only thing in this world that can make you Superman. When that car breaks down, when the medical bills come in, money is the only thing that's going to save your life. Indian people. You need money. It's the only thing that'll change your life. You need a mate? Try having enough money to have an apartment. Everybody's like, I don't want someone that's just into me for my money. True love doesn't start in your mother's basement. Be responsible. Be a man. Man knows, right? My dad died a couple weeks ago. So at the funeral home, and at the closing procedure, they go over all the steps they're going to take to make sure they pick up the right body. It's about 6 pages of signatures and procedure. We're going to check the name tag. We're going to have a photo. We're going to look at the photo, and then we're going to look at the body. They only do that because one time they brought home the wrong body. Here's what's fucked up. They got the right body, but they gave me the wrong urn. All right, my name's Ian Ellis. Have a good night.
Yeah. Ian Ellis, everybody. Yeah.
And I'm at peace. Have made a false peace. You have become a stone Buddha.